The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's music with an N, like Nigel. Music.
Tēnā tātou. This is indeed the sound of music. I'm Christy Lawson, stepping in for my husband this week while he finishes off a video project. This show is an eclectic mix of music inspired by a hand-picked selection of the week's news. So let's get into our first story. This week, Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, Paul Goldsmith, ordered officials to remove Te Reo Māori greetings and references to Aotearoa New Zealand in an official invitation to this year's formal Matariki celebration. Staff at the Ministry for Culture and Heritage drafted a letter to Goldsmith's Australian counterpart, Tony Burke, using the salutations Tēnā koe and Naku no Nā, as well as Aotearoa New Zealand. But an email written by an official noted changes directed by Goldsmith, said, following the changes made to Honourable Burke's letter from the Minister last week, i.e. removing all Te Reo Māori salutations and the removal of any references made to Aotearoa New Zealand, please find below the updated email. The updated invitation showed that the word Aotearoa had been removed. Tēnā koe became dear, while sign-off Naku noa nā became yours sincerely. Goldsmith defended his removal of the words by saying that he didn't think he needed a lot of te reo in the invitation because it was for an Australian. Critics say the action is shameful and contrary to celebrating the Indigenous language. Yeah, well, it does seem a little bit petty and racist. I mean, if you're not going to use te reo Māori in a Matariki invitation, when are you going to use it? I have to say, some people in our current government do seem quite determined to make us as beige as possible. And for the record, when asked if he knew the meaning of Aotearoa, Australian Minister Tony Burke said that he'd known its meaning since 1982, when it was referenced in the lyrics of a song by New Zealand band Split Ends. This is Taku Mana by Maisie Rika.
Oh, Kiamo ki to fana, kiamo ki to kaipo. tai wai tau maha na ngā ngaru I te moana E patu ana ngā waka e te utuke e te umiha e Ua ua kite kite na te pūrehurehu o te rehu tai Te paitata kua huna na te pipuke o ngā wai Whai a te iti kahurangi ki te tū ohu me maunga teitei kia matara
That song, that was Kotare by Aro. They're a husband and wife duo and mean to see live as well. Awesome performances. Before that was Kiamo Kito Ukaipo by 660. And at the top of that set was Takumana by Maisie Rika. And those songs were in response to the news item about Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, Paul Goldsmith, ordering officials to remove Te Reo Māori greetings and references to Aotearoa New Zealand from an official invitation to this year's formal Matariki celebration. Next up, a record number of schools and early childhood centres are asking for help from kids' charity Kids Can as the struggle to provide the basics spreads to middle-income families. The waitlist of those needing help is the longest it has ever been in Kids Can 19-year history. Kids Can Chief Executive Julie Chapman said that educators have described children arriving at school with shoes held together with duct tape, or none at all, and clad only in t-shirts in winter because their families can't afford fleeces or jackets. Others are missing breakfast and lunch as budgets strain, as costs of living pressures and increasing unemployment affect more families than before. Chapman said they've been inundated with requests for support, particularly from schools in middle-income areas. The poverty line is shifting. She went on to say, "It's heartbreaking to see children who didn't need help before now arriving at school, lacking the very basics, and we are unable to get food and clothing to them because we don't have enough funding. That's why we're launching an urgent appeal." One social worker described visiting homes to find up to 30 people living together or multiple tents on the lawn. This is Living for the City by Stevie Wonder.
In hot time, Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. Just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, brother. Hey, come here, Slick. Huh? Hey, you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, look here. Run this across the street for me right quick, okay? Run this across the street for me.
Hey. What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Drag your mask.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
Turn around, put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
Oh,
a jury of your peers having found you guilty, 10 years.
What? Come on, get in that cell, nigga. God, no.
His hair is long, his feet are hard and bridging.
We'll be right back. the shell.
This place is called the Lack of Ghost.
No job to be found in this country.
Can't go on no more. The people getting up.
That was Town Called Malice by The Jam. Before that, we had Ghost Town by The Specials. And that first track was an epic extended version of Living for the City by Stevie Wonder. And those tracks were related to the story about New Zealand charity Kids Can, which provides food and clothing to schools and early childhood centres, and their concern that their waitlist for people needing help is the longest it has ever been in their 19-year history. And now for something a little bit different. A study has found that streetlights left on all night cause leaves to become so tough that insects cannot eat them, threatening the food chain. The study's author, Dr. Shuang Zhang of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, said, "We noticed that compared with natural ecosystems, tree leaves in most urban ecosystems generally show little sign of insect damage. We were curious as to why." And two of the most common tree species in Beijing, artificial light at night led to increased leaf toughness and decreased levels of leaf herbivory, i.e. plant consumption. Researchers suggested trees exposed to artificial light could extend their photosynthesis duration, leading to lower biodiversity of insect life. Zhang said lower abundances of herbivorous insects could in turn result in lower abundances of predatory insects, insect-eating birds, and so on. You see where this is going. If insect numbers continue to decline, the repercussions this will have for our planet's ecosystems are rather catastrophic. This is All My Friends Are Insects by Weezer.
A friend and it's an earthworm. It burrows underground deep within the soil. Sometimes when it rains it comes out and we talk about our day. I have a friend and she's a butterfly. She flies from flower to flower drinking sweet nectar. With hundreds of friends they sleep up in the trees at night. I have a friend and he's a dragonfly. He sleeps around all day and strong and powerful. He's the dragonfly. These are my friends, even though they are bugs. They have a big role in our world, even though they're bugs. I have a friend and it's an earthworm. And she's a butterfly. I have a friend and he's a dragonfly. They are my friends and yeah, they're all insects.
Photosynthesis. Not involve a camera or a synthesizer, although that's interesting too. Photosynthesis is how plants take in light from the sun and turn it into energy. It's actually a thing on which most life depends here on the planet Earth.
Photosynthesis. Photosynthesis. Photosynthesis.
Because through photosynthesis, plants make oxygen and humans need oxygen to breathe.
Photosynthesis. 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 when you're down, they're not around. Insects.
That was Insects by Altered Images. Before that, we had Photosynthesis by They Might Be Giants. And at the top of that set was All My Friends Are Insects by Weezer. Those tracks were inspired by our story about streetlights causing leaves to become so tough that insects cannot eat them, threatening the food chain. On to our next story. The human cost of the energy crisis is beginning to mount, with hundreds of workers facing permanent closures or temporary shutdowns at pulp and paper mills in a number of communities around Aotearoa. The blame is being pointed squarely at wholesale electricity prices, which have risen sharply from an average of about $100 per megawatt hour in September 2021 up to about $700 earlier this week. An electrician at OG Fibre Solutions in Penrose, Auckland, Maurice Upton, said its 75 staff returned from a scheduled maintenance shutdown to a bleak announcement. He said, "At startup, we got a letter saying they had some news for us. There was a proposal they wanted to make to us, and that's how it all unfolded. Pretty much the proposal is to shut the plant because of the cost of doing business." OG Chief Executive Dr. John Ryder said that a number of issues, including electricity costs, were causing the business to lose money. Meanwhile, the government is accusing the big power companies of profiteering. Associate Energy Minister Shane Jones says the government is exploring the option of intervening into the electricity market to force major energy generators to cut prices to major users. This is The Power by Snap.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
I got the power. Price crease becomes gouging. You better ask yourself. The feds throw up their hands. The states can't agree when to intervene or when to call a price hike. Gross disparity. Stewart said, I know it when I see it. Maybe that's all we can say. Keep your eye on the horizon, and things will go your way. Let's get back to basic economics. High price means insufficient supply. It's signaling a preferable deployment of scarce resources so other folks can give it a try. But that concept breaks down with patents and production demands. Constitutes a fair price increase is subjective to every child, woman, and man. Like Stewart said, I know it when I see it. Maybe that's all we can say. Keep your eye on the horizon, and things will go your way. Opportunists will scam, but incentives drive platforms to police. And any businesses that want to live to see tomorrow should keep their fans from feeling fleeced. So you can hoard sanitizer or become the next pharma bro. But you're risking seizure, prison fines, becoming a pariah. With value, you reap what you sow. Like Stewart said, I know it when I see it. Maybe that's all we can say. Keep your eye on the horizon, and things will go your way. Sue said, I know it when I see it. Maybe that's all we can say. Just keep your eye on the horizon, and things will go your way.
Price Gouging Blues by The Bull and the Bear. And up before that we had The Power by Snap. Is it just me or is that song aged quite well? Maybe it's just me. And those tracks were in response to our news item about rising electricity prices being blamed for pulp and paper mills facing closure around the country. And while we're talking electricity, I'd just like to do a small plug, excuse the pun, for a free Healthy Homes workshop I'm helping facilitate this Sunday at Raglan Community House. It's called Cozy Up, Creating a Warmer Home Without Breaking the Bank. local home performance advisor Denise Twentyman and myself will be teaching you simple tips and tricks on how to create a warm, healthy home and get the most out of your energy provider. You will also receive free energy efficiency products. Wahoo! So that's this Sunday, 18th August, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Raglan Community House. And this workshop is brought to you by Community Energy Whangaroa. Go and check out their Facebook page for booking details. And our last story for today comes from Nagasaki, Japan. Nagasaki marked the 79th anniversary of its atomic bombing at a ceremony this week, which was eclipsed by the absence of the American ambassador and other Western envoys in response to the Japanese city's refusal to invite Israel to the commemoration event. Mayor Shiro Suzuki, in a speech at Nagasaki Peace Park, called for nuclear weapon states and those under their nuclear umbrellas, including Japan, to abolish the weapons. Suzuki said, "You must face up to the reality that the very existence of nuclear weapons poses an increasing threat to humankind, and you must make a brave shift toward the abolition of nuclear weapons." He warned that the world faces a critical situation because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and accelerating conflicts in the Middle East. The atomic bomb dropped by the United States on Nagasaki on August 9, 1945, killed 70,000 people. 3 days after the bombing of Hiroshima killed 140,000 people. Meanwhile, 2 days ago, 100 Palestinians were massacred during their morning prayers in an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in the Daraj district of Gaza, adding to the already horrific death toll. And on the same day, the US released $3.5 billion to Israel to spend on US weapons and military equipment. What is this world we're living in? This is The Bomb Song by Darwin Dees.
The sky's green. Spin that way since they dropped the bomb. The clouds are brown. The city's a ghost town. Dead. The river's a bed now. The hair on my head came out, fell on the ground. None of the sun light is safe. Blowing up.
sky's green.
About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train. Ooh,
ooh. Come on the peace train. It's peace train. Come on, get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. Because it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Thank you.
يا طالع عين عين للجبل يا مول المقيدين النار بين لليامان يا مان عين للهنا يا روح ما بعتي منك للكم خلعة ولا لا 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 بدي زنار بين لليامان يا مان عين للهنا يا روح إلا غزال tasted freedom. Soon those hellish skies turn to blue and starry nights as our voices start to rise. We're ending an apartheid.
That was Ya Talin. Excuse me, I took a drink of water at the wrong time. That was Ya Talin, a beautiful song by Dana Sala. And before that, we had Peace Train by Yusuf Islam, otherwise known as Cat Stevens. And at the top of that set was The Bomb Song by Darwin Dees. And those tracks were in response to our news item about the American ambassador and other European ambassadors having a tantrum and electing not to attend Nagasaki atom bomb commemorations because Israel wasn't invited. Wow, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed our selection. That was my very first time putting together a radio show, and I must say that I've rather enjoyed it. But I think Damien would be a bit sad if I stole his show away from him, so he will be back next week, if not next week, the week after. Thank you for having me. I've been Christy Lawson, and this has been The Sound of Music. Ma Te Wa.